Gidden Perik Dalad Mishnah Beis. Bereshona haya oisa beistin b'makom acher u'mevatloi. In the beginning, if a person wanted to be mevatel a get, all he needed to do was go in front of a beistin of three, anywhere he was, and he could be mevatel there. Normally, when there's three people, there's a kol, meaning it becomes public knowledge and people find out about it, and there was normally an assumption she would find out. But sometimes they wouldn't. And what would happen is he really would be mevatel the get, but she wouldn't know, the shliach wouldn't know. Shliach would get there and give her the get, and then she would go and marry somebody else, and she really should not have gotten married to somebody else because it wasn't a good get. Therefore, Hiskin Rab Gamliel Hazakin Shalo Yu Osinkein, Mipnei Tikkun Olam. Therefore, Rabban Gamliel Hazakin made a takana that it had to be done in front of either the shliach or the woman. This way, she would for sure know that the get was batal. Or obviously, if he did it to the shliach wouldn't go. In the beginning, if a person would have two names, one, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, and he had a different name in Medina Sayyam, in the beginning what they would do is on the get, they would use the name in the place that they wrote the get. So if they wrote the get in Eretz Yisrael, they would use the name he used in Eretz Yisrael. They were not makbit to write both names. So in the beginning, all they did was they wrote the name and they said from this city, or they wrote her name, also attributed to one specific city. The Hiskin Rabban Gamliel Hazakin she Kosev Ish Ploni Vchol Shem Sheyeshlo Isha Plonis Vchol Shem Sheyeshlo Mipnei Tikkun Olam. Rabban Gamliel Hazakin was Masakin that they shouldn't just write one name, they should write on the get the name he used where they wrote the get, but also they should include on the get the words and all the other names that he has. Why? Because people from the city that, because let's say he gives her a get and they look at the get and they say, one second, you're not married to this guy, you're married to a different guy, because they only know of a different name. And then she goes and gets married to somebody else, they'll think that her children are mamzerim. So what they have to do is they have to write on the get all of the names that he or she has. It's a machlekes rishonim. Do they just write on the get, you know, let's say his name was Yisrael. Do they write Yisrael and all of the names that he has? Or do they write Yisrael and then also the other name he has in Chutz La'aretz? Whatever they call him there. Let's say they call him Yossi in Chutz La'aretz. So some Rishonim say that they have to write Yisrael, and also they have to write Yossi, and then some Rishonim say, besides that, they also have to write and all the names that he has. And this is for the same reason that they shouldn't think that the children are mamzerim, that it wasn't her husband that divorced her.